Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello there, and welcome to the Jason and Alexis in the Morning Show here on My Talk 107.1, streaming live. Gentlemen, too, by the way, not just ladies. I'm Bradley Trainer in for Jason. He'll be back tomorrow. Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain along for the ride. Alexis flying in on a moment's notice.
Yep.
She's so fancy, you guys. She's got her makeup truck.
What?
The trailer that you get ready in every morning.
Oh, right. Yes.
Oh, yeah, they backed up
they
the truck.
They have to wheel her
My
in.
My four stylists are here.
Mm-hmm. On a rhinestone encrusted Cushman.
Egg. Oh, Cushman. Yes.
Good morning,
ladies.
Good
morning,
thank
John.
Good morning.
Thank you again for having me in your playground today. Jason will be back tomorrow, as I said. I'm very excited to be up this early.
Oh, really?
Only for you two.
Aw, thank you. It's always fun to have you, and we're 2 days from the fair, and so we have a lot of celebrating to do.
I can't believe the fair is already here. It's going to go by so fast.
Right. Oh, the days leading up to it or the actual fair?
The whole thing.
You're right. We're going to blink, and it's
going to be Christmas. Labor Day before you know it.
True that. All right. You know what? Let's have some coffee. Mine's real fresh.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee?
Oh, no.
It's Don's favorite sound. Do it again.
Welcome,
no. No. Do you have some popcorn you can crunch very loudly with your mouth open? Because that'll be even better.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, listen to that, Don.
Oh, he really is. Oh,
there's
my
actually,
God.
We have popcorn in the studio. That's why it's so funny you said that.
I thought you knew. Breakfast of Champions. Popcorn and coffee.
Animal. Okay.
We have a variety of popcorn up in here. So that was a perfect, there you go.
How's everyone's coffee?
Right. How's your coffee, Brad?
My coffee is bold, sassy, and effervescent.
Alexis.
Oh, mine. Oh, gosh. I hit the button, and so it is super fresh.
Super
nice
fresh,
and
super
fresh. Piping hot. It's black. Oh, I just love coffee so much. And it's the caffeinated variety, at least this morning.
Oh, look
start
at
with
you,
that.
Getting all fancy up
this
in here.
This is my 8 ounces today, so I am going to revel and just savor. Dawn, how's your coffee?
Mine's a little crunchy, as we talked about, but that's okay.
Blame
she
it on the cream,
she
which
put
blame it on me.
No,
Alexis brought some old-ass cream in yesterday and was like, this is expired. Who wants it? And, of course, I'm like, I'll drink it until it doesn't taste
okay,
good.
Are either
it's
of you
sell by the 11th.
Are either of you my grandmother?
But, yeah, kind of.
For sure.
Milk doesn't go bad.
That's
it
done.
Just curdles.
Well, that's why I asked, because, well, I just drink it. I don't really do a lot of dairy stuff anyway. Yeah. It doesn't work well with me,
like
a typical Asian
black.
Like that. But my mom likes it, so I had it in the fridge, and I was like, well, it's not opened.
Yeah, it wasn't open. That's why I was a little more hopeful. But I opened it this morning, and I poured some in, and I'm like, well, that's a little
greasy.
It's a little just whenever
like
it starts to
coffee?
Separate, it has a little bit, it's a little crunchy, as I would say.
Oh, buttery. I think it's just like that bullet coffee with the butter
sure.
in it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, it's
it
really
way.
Great still.
Ladies, I see on this list of things we're talking about this morning that the word nipples appears.
Oh my gosh.
And salad. Can you please explain to me why nipples and salad are on our list?
Of course, yes. So my nephew and niece, they are 3 and 4. They don't have their babysitter
nipples?
Is off. Oh no, they've got nipples. their babysitter is off this week. So my brother and sister-in-law, they've kind of scrambled to find people to watch the kids this week here and there. So I had yesterday and part of today, and they have this inflatable pool outside, and it was like the perfect day yesterday.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
We were out the whole time. They were making what they called messy salad, which is just water with dirt and grass and little wood chips and this messy salad. No, this was on the side.
Okay.
But they were, you know, stomping in it and just having the best of times. And so Lucy, she gets in the pool and she's swimming around and having a good time. And Charlie decides, oh, no, I'm not going to get in the pool yet. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I was like, well, I'm going to dip my feet in just to see. So I dipped my feet in. It was nice and refreshing. And he's like, all right, me too. So he dips it in there. And then about a minute later, he goes, oh, my nipples. I need to wet my nipples.
excuse me.
So he walks over to the pool. He's little. He's 3 years old.
Yeah. 3 years old, and he needs to wet his nipples.
He cups the water and just starts dousing his nipples.
What the heck? What did you do?
I'm just cracking up because I'm like, yeah, I get it. You know, sometimes you're hot up there and you need to. You need
just
to wet
the nipples.
Your nipples. Just the nipples.
He was concerned his nipples were getting hot. Well, they do poke out, right? So they're going to be hotter than the rest of you, theoretically.
I guess. But I just had to share with you guys because kids are hilarious.
Or not messy nipples, messy salad.
Messy salad. And then they're fascinated with water and pouring it from one bowl to the next.
Oh, isn't childhood amazing?
I know. I was like, wow, this is great.
Give them a bucket of water for...
Pretty much. Mm. Yeah. We put blueberries and strawberries in there and like little gummy snacks.
What?
And they spent hour playing with that. Oh, yeah. Because they're just, you know, it's soaking in water.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were pretending that was fruit soup.
Fruit soup, messy salad. Uh-huh. I mean, kids really are easy to please.
Right. And so today I was like, okay, I need to come up with some project. So is it too early to do Halloween projects?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, first of all, kids
are painting
don't care.
A little. Pumpkin,
yeah,
that lights up. So I thought,
oh my God, you
we're
are
gonna
like,
do that.
You are the best auntie, and you're gonna be the best mom because you're gonna have like craft time.
Well, I love that they love to do it, so I'm always like, yes, okay, this makes me happy too. So let's get artsy, you know.
So today's gonna be pumpkin faces.
It's pumpkin faces. Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
and they get a take home craft.
Isn't it fun? Mm. What's that?
They get a take home craft.
Yeah, take home craft. Yes. Oh, yeah, so there's two. Fun. We're going to sit outside.
Dawn,
and
why
paint.
Are you trying to make it Halloween already?
I love Halloween.
Like, yeah, you'd rather be Halloween now than where we are?
Still love summer. I'm just saying the Halloween season, I wish it went for a lot longer. You know, I love to see Halloween stuff even in the stores now when I go into, you know, Joann Fabrics.
I will say it's a little disconcerting
yesterday.
When you start to see, because I went to the dollar store before my cabin weekend week, because, you know, it's a perfect place for getaways, the dollar store.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because they have all sorts of crippy crap that you need last minute. So
like,
I walk in.
What did you
a
buy?
A Frisbee.
Oh.
I bought some glow sticks.
Some bubbles.
I bought some candies. And they had the Laffy Taffy, the pineapple, and the guava ones, which are very hard to find.
Oh, right. Right.
Anyway, they had all of their fall decor out already. And I was like, there was a little bit of me that was like, oh, God, not already.
A little cringy. Yep.
But when it happens, I'll be ready for it because I do love me some Halloween.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and you're right. Those crafts are so much fun. So I'm excited for today. We will see how that goes with those two, but it's good to see
you. Are you going to post pictures? You got to do pictures of.
Yeah, I can. I'll post a little bit of their crafting, see how they paint it up.
Now, I also see on this list of things, if you guys are just joining us, by the way, good morning to Jason and Alexis
good
in the morning.
Good morning.
We haven't talked about food yet.
No.
But. Drink wise, I hear you were at the Total Wine yesterday.
Okay, so yesterday, actually, it's kind of a tragic story. So I have a friend that went to Iceland, and when she left, I said, "Hey, when you come back, can you bring some Icelandic vodka and some Brennivin, which is their Black Death? You can't find that here.
Black Death.
It's
the
plague. It's the chaser. Oh yeah.
Oh, she gave me some.
How did you like it?
What is
I
it?
Loved it. It's aquavit.
When I moved on January 1st, it was like -23 that day,
that's
and it
right.
kept me alive. Like I just. Because I had to go outside so much and breaking down boxes. And I would like, I had nothing in my fridge except I just left that. And I go, well, another shot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So it's just a big, super strong booze?
It's really potent.
Like,
I only had like, to be real, I had like
you
two
had half
shots.
The bottle.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but it's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was going to Iceland. And so she brought it back for me, which is awesome because I gave you some that time, but I didn't give Jason some and I missed his birthday party.
Oh, right.
So I was like, what would be fun to give him? And she was already going. So anyway.
Got it.
And he likes vodka.
Okay.
So yesterday, I get back from, you know, watching the kids, and I'm wrapping, I'm putting this stuff together because we have a meeting today. So I thought, okay, I'll just put it all in a bag. Guys, I dropped the vodka.
You did not. Are you kidding?
The vodka hand carried from Iceland.
Shut up. Oh, no. Today?
This was last night.
Oh, God.
What did you do? Did you lick it up?
Oh, I cried. I just was like, oh, gosh, I can't believe that.
You did cry.
And, like, the bottom of it, like, cracked off, and it was, like, all over. So it wasn't, I couldn't do it. It was just on the ground all over the place.
Oh, God.
But Total Wine saved the day.
Did
they have it?
They had it.
What?
And then I'm thinking, well, what the heck? I don't even need to go. Now, they don't have Brenovan. Luckily, the Brenovan is in a plastic bottle.
Yeah.
So that one didn't break. But the vodka, okay, so it's called
Total
Reka.
Wine has Icelandic vodka?
They have so much stuff.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to go in there real quick and just see. Now, this is a special vodka because it's filtered through volcanic rock.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
That's insane.
It's real special.
So does it taste like volcanoes?
No.
It tastes a little like paint thinner?
A little.
And, I mean, it will warm you up. Let's just say that. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And so I went in there, and it was a fun experience because, you know, I'm starting to show now that I'm pregnant.
Oh.
And so I walked in there.
Was that awkward at all?
Well, here I am, like, carrying this bottle of vodka, and I got myself a ginger ale because, you know, gingy right now is really helping me. And so I'm standing in line, and I was like, oh, whoa. And one thing I love about being pregnant is that I feel like I breathe deeper.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, who cares? Your stomach's all out. It's like, yep, growing life in here. It doesn't matter. But sometimes, and I didn't realize this before being pregnant, you suck it in sometimes because you're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
We've been eating a lot of popcorn in the studio. We've been, you know,
you're
all
feeling
these snack
a little
time.
Self-conscious.
Yeah. And so I'm in line, and all of a sudden I'm like,
so you suck it in, like, I'm not pregnant. Like, I swear to God, I'm not buying all this booze for me.
Really not. This isn't for me. And then I had to stop myself from going into the explanation of, okay,
just
this
wait.
Isn't for me.
Wait
this
till you're like super pregnant.
Right.
Right? And then I would just do that on purpose.
Right. Then we just we'll have parties at Total Wine or
exactly.
any liquor
I'd
store.
Be walking around with a bottle of wine and a straw.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Oh my God.
A big huge bowl of straw.
That is a thing that, like, people have lots of opinions about you when you're pregnant.
Yes.
And I imagine you've only begun to appreciate that.
Yeah, I've only just begun with that.
We've only just begun.
So we better like this vodka, because you know what? It was a trip to get there.
Well, I'm sure he will.
Broken glass. I mean, it's good vodka. So.
I'm sure. I kind of feel like Jason has not met a bottle of vodka he didn't
like. Yeah, that's true.
So, as most people, because vodka is like the universal booze. That was my booze of choice back in the day.
Yeah. Yep.
There's a really good Polish vodka, if you get it, which I remember from 100 years ago, but it has buffalo grass in it.
Oh.
And we used to always get like a big blade of grass.
Oh. I don't remember. I don't know that one.
I don't even know the name of it, but it's a Polish vodka.
Oh.
It's very good. I had a Polish friend. She loved it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, we'll have to
Polish,
try that.
Polish, Icelandic, you know.
We're going to do a little foodie talk when we come back.
Oh,
not the
finally,
same variety that
hungry.
Well, we'll see. We're not going to promise too much. It's something that a dolphin ate.
Oh.
Yes, we'll do that next.
All right.
Good morning. Welcome back to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Roll over, put your panties on. It's time to listen to our show. Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, I'm Bradley Trainer, and for Jason, good morning, and welcome back to My Talk 107.1 this beautiful Tuesday, just about 5:50 in the a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis has already had two puffer fish, and she's ready.
That's right.
She's ready for prime time.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God. What is going on over there?
That was my impression of a dolphin right now.
That's a dolphin? Okay, first of all, do dolphins have really big tongues?
Good God. Okay.
Could you do your best dolphin?
Oh, I don't even know. How does a dolphin sound like?
We could just do this for an hour.
No,
okay,
that's a
now
sea
do
line.
A rooster.
Dolphin. Let's see here. Do we even have that in the system? Yeah, it's kind of a high pitched anyway.
Why are we talking
this dolphin?
About...
Oh wait, let's see if this.
There you go.
Oh, I can't even get up in there. These dolphins are having some issues right now. It appears that humans aren't the only ones with substance abuse problems.
Why?
This is so crazy. This story.
Dolphins are so smart. So they are deliberately terrorizing pufferfish and eating them so they can go on a
magic
hallucinogenic
carpet
rodeo. Yeah,
a magic scuba ride.
Yeah. Right. So, I guess they filmed some dolphins. They were playing with the pufferfish, passed it by a few times. They're saying that they're just as kind of discovering this.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they're communicating with each other to, you know, chow down on these pufferfish because, yes, they're having these hallucinogenic experiences that they're all really liking.
I'm telling you, dolphins are like some of the most intelligent. I mean, we all know this, right?
Oh, right.
But seriously, this is just one more reason to, you know, just appreciate all that dolphins bring to the world.
Yep.
That they totally love to puff, puff, pass, literally with the puffer fish.
Yeah, because it has a potent defensive chemical that, of course, when they chomp into it, they get a trance-like state.
Yeah, it's like neurotoxins. I mean, the thing that is that evolution has given the puffer fish to survive gets dolphins high.
Yep. And they're not the only ones.
Mother Nature is amazing.
That's so true. Horses, they eat hallucinogenic weeds.
They do.
What?
Elephants get drunk on overripe fruit. And bighorn sheep, they love narcotic lichen?
Lichen.
Lichen. Oh,
yeah,
lichen.
That's like little moss.
Oh, that's right. Little lichen.
Yeah.
Little lichen. I always thought that was spelled with a Y. And then also monkeys, they like sugar-rich and ethanol-containing fruit. We've seen that where they get high on those berries.
Yeah, so Mother Nature likes to get crunked.
Yeah, get crunked once in a while in every species.
Don't you just love, though, that like who had to figure that out? Like, you know, somebody had to figure that out for the first time, which means that there were a bunch of people putting things in their mouth that didn't work.
And, didn't make it.
Or that didn't survive, right? Like, hey, Bob, what do you think will happen if I...
and then you're like, nope, okay. We're not eating that one now.
Cross that off the list.
Good to know. Thanks, Bob, for taking one for the team.
And, you know, I don't know if you know this, but we didn't have the notes function on our iPhones back in the day. So, like, how did they remember these things?
Oh, my gosh, right.
Like, pass it down, like...
Hieroglyphics or something, maybe.
Or just, like, word of mouth. Like, don't put... And they would have had to give you like 50 different things to not put in your mouth because you're going to die.
That's why they have medicine men, right? Yeah,
exactly.
The ones who know.
Or medicine women.
Or women. That's right. That's true. That is so true.
And they're communicating with each other. I mean, there's had to be one or two dolphins who discovered it.
Yeah.
A dolphin. And then they're passing it on in their weird dolphin language.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then they pass it on.
Oh, I'm so high.
God. That means
that is the most annoying
that
noise.
One, but not
I apologize
that
one. For everyone who was laying in bed peacefully.
Good morning. Dogs are going crazy this morning. But that's true. I think about that sometimes. The idea of going camping and you hunt and gather, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to, but you can if you really want to go for it, right?
Oh, for sure.
And then if you find some berries, you're like, ooh, these look really good.
Yeah, like, you know, do you know how many like Neanderthals had to die like, trying to figure out all that berry stuff?
Yeah.
Berries and mushrooms. That's the thing. Like, to
and the ones that died for nothing, who didn't have anyone to tell.
Oh,
you know?
My God. We went dark there, didn't we? They had no one to tell.
He's like, I can't say anything.
The song of the Neanderthal dying alone.
Yeah, we wonder where they all went. Well, they didn't have Google, so they didn't know what mushrooms to eat. And, well, they all ate the wrong mushroom.
And they're gone.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's turn to maybe a marathon weekend to tell you about. We're proud partner of Twin Cities in Motion and the Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon weekend.
Don't eat anything along the race route.
No, just the water that the volunteers give you. Oh, yeah. And there's always great snacks after these things, for sure. There's something for everyone on this weekend for the whole family. You can learn more about the expo, the 5K, 10K, 10 mile, and the fun you'll have in the 27 miles where you'll find dermatology consultants and more. You can visit tcmevents.org to sign up. Oh, we're mourning a relationship. And I didn't even, this is a relationship that we just kind of learned about.
We just found out about it and then it went away and now we're sad. But
now they're breaking up.
They're not, apparently.
I guess not. So we'll talk about that big split in Hollywood next.
It's a beautiful day.